Hey guys, this is Drink to We're Married, and we are back for another episode, lucky number 15.
Yes.
Is that a lucky number?
It will be. It can be.
It is today. Geek Goddess is here.
Hey, Cutie is here.
And so we're doing something a little bit different today. We are attempting to save ourselves from ourselves.
Yes.
And because Hey Cutie and I have a low-key drinking problem. We were out last night drinking as if our bodies can handle it at this age. And they can't. Yeah. So today we're taking a break. We are giving our livers a rest. Yeah. But we're not breaking from the cause. So we're drinking on sparkling ice pink grapefruit, which is a part of the Sip for the Cure.
Yes.
And for every bottle of sparkling ice that is purchased, a portion of the proceeds go to fund a cure. So please go out and get some, and we're going to call it a sparkling ice teeny, which is like no alcohol.
With no alcohol. Yes. Virgin kind.
Cheers. Sparkling ice teeny. I kind of like that, an ice teeny.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Because it's like better than water teeny. Like, that would really make sense. But right. Whatever.
Yes. Okay.
So today's episode is titled, What About Your Friends? What about your friends? I feel like we need a dance break. But I don't really know all the words.
Yeah, I can hum it. I can't sing it. Right.
Oh, God. That's it.
Horrible.
So, Hey, Cutie.
Yes. So
let's discuss all the melee and mayhem and foolery and just bitch-assness and whatever you want to call it that has occurred in the last 7 days.
So Matt Barnes gets a call from his son. It's like 10 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. And no, he got a text. And it was 10 o'clock at night, so he's like, what is he doing up? So he FaceTimed him, and he said he looked, you know, it's the twin that's usually very charismatic and upbeat, but he wasn't. So he asked him what was going on, what's wrong, and he was like, Mommy's friend Derek is here. So I don't know what else happened in the conversation, but that led Matt Barnes to going over to that house, getting into a fight with Derek Fisher, because he's now dating his wife. Yeah, well, his estranged wife, because they're not divorced yet.
Wrong with this entire story.
So, leads us to, you know, talk about friends, because I know Matt said that they were previously friends.
But did Derek say they were friends?
I don't know. Derek hasn't said much of anything, as far as I know.
Okay. So, one, you know, I'm going to take off my therapist hat and put on my lawyer hat. This is not real legal advice because I'm not a lawyer. But
yes, please, no.
Matt Barnes has a history of lying on people. So are we even sure that him and Derek Fisher were friends in the first place?
I would say most
likely.
Do we put
that in the same category of him dating Rihanna?
No. Well, the reason I would say it's probably some type of friendship they had. They did play on the Lakers together for a few years. And, you know, that's kind of a bond. You know, you travel with these men, whatever. So they had some type of relationship. Now, I can't qualify how close they were because, again, don't know either one of them personally. But, you know, so.
So how many years has it been since Matt Barnes played with the Lakers?
Not that long, actually. It's only been maybe about 2-3 years at the most.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So 2 or 3 years ago, maybe we were friends. Maybe we were just coworkers, colleagues,
possibly,
peers, if you will. Mm-hmm. Maybe I didn't tell you all my deepest, darkest secrets or anything like that. But maybe we, I don't know, shared a hotel suite and probably cheated on our wives at the same time.
Right.
Right.
Well, Matt wasn't married then, but yes.
So what's the statute of limitations of, yeah, we used to be friends, but we're not friends anymore. And does that mean I can't get at your ex?
Ew, so I feel some kind of way about that. So let me say this. So there are dudes that I've dated and I could care less if one of my friends dated them. But there are those people that are off limits that I don't care who you are. If you know me and we had any type of relationship and you try to date this person, I'm going to have issues with you.
Okay.
If you know about, like, if you know enough to know that that's one of the dudes on my do not talk to list and you still do, that's kind of a problem.
Okay. If, as your friend, I know enough to know that this dude is on your do not call, you do not date list.
Yes.
I probably know enough to know I probably don't want to date him anyway, though.
Right.
So there has to be a level of closeness that just seems like it doesn't exist here in this situation.
I don't know. I think men are different, though. Because, I mean, I think women may respect that more so than men respecting it. And again, I'm not a man. I can't say for sure. I don't know. I haven't had this conversation with a man.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think men feel like their exes are off limits, period.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I dated her once, like when I was 12. You can't date her because she's forever mine.
Yes, like, exactly. Whatever.
But I think the bigger situation is, one, you don't get to come to my house at any time of the night. If you wanted to be here, you would still be here.
Yeah.
Okay, but you're not here. You chose to go off and chase Rihanna down Hollywood Boulevard.
Girl,
and
bye.
Now you want to come, like, drive over here. I don't care if you only drove 10 miles or 100 miles. It doesn't make a difference. And I'm sorry that your son is FaceTiming you at 11 o'clock at night when I told his ass to go to bed in the first place. You probably bought him these devices and I did not.
I don't know.
Okay, because you're trying to buy these children's love. Oh, yes.
Yeah, oh, he has his children. I mean, I follow him on Instagram. So he has his children.
So get them. Yeah. If you don't want Derek Fisher around your children,
because first of all, why wasn't Derek working? Because he couldn't even go to work the next day because of this fight or whatever happened to him. Why weren't you already at work, dude? You are
Why
a coach
had to be
for
at work at 11 o'clock at night.
No, but what I'm saying is you are a coach for the New York Knicks, dude. You had to be across country. Really?
And maybe he was taking the first flight out.
He so probably
if he was. I'm not saying that.
I have an issue with it because for me, again, they've been in a relationship for a very long time. Whatever it is, on again, off again. That's creep life to me, dude. There's all these women you really got to talk to. I'm still married. They're not even divorced.
Mm-hmm.
And so to me, that's, you know.
I don't know. I don't think you should, like, date married people, period.
Exactly.
So, I mean, whatever.
Hello.
That is what it is. But I don't know. I'm definitely not on Matt Barnes' side of this argument.
Well, I'm looking at it broader than that. I could care less about Matt Barnes. I'm looking at it. If this happened to me, it would, you know what I mean? I'm making it more personal than looking at them.
I guess I would not want my ex to dictate who I can date in the future. So,
I agree with that.
I don't feel like it's fair to exclude all of these individuals, especially in a situation like this where you're dealing with an athlete who has probably played for like 4 or 5, six teams in his career.
Yeah.
So now you're saying, oh, because you played on the team with somebody, I can never date somebody you played on the team with. I can't date any coaches. I can't date. You're just not going to tell me what I can and can't do.
Well,
in my
that's
life.
The
like,
thing.
You're not going to do
in
that.
In the interview with him, he said it wasn't about them dating. So I'm not, he has known they were dating, in my opinion.
Exactly.
So I don't, that's what I'm saying. So I don't think it's necessarily about them dating.
So, with that being said, I do think it's a statute of limitations on it. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know, 10 years? I don't care.
If
you want to go date, hey, Cutie, if you want to dig up one of my exes from 10 years ago, there's a reason I left him a decade ago.
Right.
But maybe he's changed. Maybe he's a different person. Maybe he might treat you better than he treated me, or maybe you can be a better fit for him than I was. I don't care. Like, if I am still wallowing in the fact that I dated this person 10 years ago, do I not have anybody new?
Right.
Like, what would my current man say about me, you know?
Being worried about,
having a do not date list.
I have a do not date list, and I'm keeping my do not date list because it has less to do with the man and more to do about my friendships.
So, speaking of friendships, what about your friends? Is that something that you feel like it's worth ending a friendship over?
Yep.
And what's the timeline on that?
What do you mean?
I need to know the statute of limitations.
I just told you I don't have that for my do not date list. But
it's just, it's a do not date list.
Ever. Yes. It's a very small list.
How long can somebody be your friend before they even find out what's on the do not date list?
It's not that I share. Honestly, it's like.
That because list is so that small. A part of your friendship contract?
I don't have
because I didn't get it. I don't know who's on the list.
Well, because we've never had this conversation, I don't think. I think it comes up in casual conversation. It's not mm-hmm. something like where I'm like, look. Because again, most of my friends wouldn't or don't date the type of dudes I date anyway.
Very true.
For one.
Preach.
But so I've never had to really, you know, this is my list. You yeah. can't date them. Because honestly, I'm quick to be like, oh, I used to date this dude. You know, maybe I'll hook you guys up. Yeah. So.
But I'm saying, so one, the world is small, right? Mm-hmm. And to the core, there really are only like 1 or 2 degrees of separation. I know, so we've been friends, I would say maybe 3 or 4 mm-hmm. years. Okay. But there was a time where we were just associates. So I wasn't like super close. I knew who you were, kind of would like hang out a little bit, but we weren't super close. You have an ex that I think is probably on this do not date list, mm-hmm. but I literally don't know what he looks like though.
Okay.
I can't remember ever meeting him.
Right. Cause he doesn't live here. Yeah.
So what if I'm like out during CIAA, mm-hmm. and I run into him, and he's trying to holler at me. I mean, this isn't going to happen because I'm with somebody, but you
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know that this is your guy. I don't know he's on your do not date list.
Right.
And then what if I'm like, you know, drinking and one thing lead to another, and now we've then ended up in the boom boom room for CIAA, and these things happen.
They do happen. They do.
Would you unfriend me?
Not if you didn't know. Okay. No. Because, I mean, if you had no idea, then no. So okay. I wouldn't unfriend you, but we probably wouldn't move any closer
really?
If you start dating this dude. Absolutely not.
But what if I'm like,
because then I might have to come and take your man. How about that?
Then we got to fight. Yeah, then we got to fight. And then so we're just not going to be friends because I would fight you. Just on principle. Like, you have to come steal the man that I stole from you first. Like, you're not going to come steal something from me that was stolen. No, you're not going to do that.
I mean,
some principle. You can't let that happen. But okay. No, I get that. So I think if your friend is close enough to know who's on your do not date list,
yes.
they definitely shouldn't. But that's yeah. in some like Jerry Springer territory for me anyway. Like,
yeah.
Why would you want my leftovers?
Exactly. But that,
you know, like
any
you got
of
people
them.
Out here sleeping with like their sister's
ugh.
Man.
Right. They mama's man. I mean, let's be real.
Oh my goodness. Or your mama's sleeping with
your man.
Man.
Ugh, I can't even deal.
I feel like I saw that online somewhere and I don't know if that was true or not.
Ugh, I don't know.
But so there's this article about 9 things that are really worth ending a friendship over. And, mm-hmm. you know, I'll just be blunt and say this article was, like, kind of written by Blanco people. And so
some of it, I was like, I don't even know what they're talking about.
But let's go through the list, though.
Okay.
Kind of discuss, and we'll add some extra things to the list.
Okay.
So, number one is, they are seriously disrespectful to a member of your family. I mean, those are, like, fighting terms
absolutely.
Anyway. Mm-hmm. Like, but what's seriously disrespectful to a member of your family?
Well, this is the thing for me. If they're both adults and they are arguing, mm-hmm. to me it's fair. It's a fair fighting ground. Like, that has nothing to do with me. Handle your business. But there, I feel like there's still a line to be crossed. But I try not to, again, if they have their own relationship,
that's
it's not really
it's
for me to get into it. Yeah.
If I introduce you to my sister mm-hmm. and you and my sister become good friends and then you guys get into an argument about something that really has
nothing to do with
me,
yeah.
why would I stop being your friend?
Right. No, you guys just need to handle it however whatever the outcome is.
Mm-hmm.
I think with the whole disrespecting my family, it's like, you're not going to talk to me and say something crazy about a family member. Do you know, like, if we're arguing and, you know, bringing up, no, that's not going to happen. That's going to be a problem.
Yeah. I think we should include in a member of your family to be also, like, your spouse or
absolutely. The
person that you're dating.
Yeah.
I find that women allow other women to talk any kind of way about, like, their significant other. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you're going to let somebody talk about your man like that?
Now,
like,
when you say talk about, is it truthful or are they?
Oh, I don't think it matters if it's truthful.
Well, the reason I say that is, did you come to me asking for advice or my opinion?
Because then that is different. But as my friend, it is likely that I may discuss with you something that occurred in my relationship. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm angry about the boo about something and I might tell you that. One, in confidence,
yeah.
Because you're my friend, mm-hmm. and I'm seeking advice, or maybe I might just be wanting to be consoled by you.
Right. Not really looking for any feedback.
What you don't get to do is 2 or 3 weeks later, double back and say, well, you know, that's why your man lost all his money gambling. And, you know, that's why your man be down there drinking on it.
Again, it comes back to do that. If we're having an argument, there's no need for you to take digs at me using other people that, again, I've shared things with you.
It doesn't even have
confidence.
To be an argument. Like, I've heard people do it just in, like, general.
Really?
Like, yes.
Oh, wow.
I think once people are privy to information, they feel like they can use it however they choose.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, not if you're considered to be a real friend. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I always say, it's like, you like it, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever you're going through in your relationship, I'm here to support you in what you need. If you decide that being with this person is what you need, like, I'm not holding any of that against you or against them at all. Do you know what I mean? Because who am I to judge or make those comments?
I just, you know, that's slippery slope.
It is. Yes.
So the second one is, they don't keep your most private secrets.
Oh, that's a problem.
Yeah.
That's a problem. Because if I'm that close to you that I'm sharing this information with you, because I don't. That's not me.
I would say
that would be a problem.
This is probably less of an issue for women. And, you know, these are just my blanket, like, theories. I think men have an issue. I think men talk a lot.
Women talk a lot too, though. But I think the difference is maybe, I think it probably happens more when you have a group of friends,
mm-hmm.
right? And say, because it actually happened to me before. And I was like, wait, hold up. Like, that didn't happen the way the person thought it happened, where it was like, she told the one friend something and that told me, but I'm thinking because it wasn't that we were talking about her behind her back. She shared the story with me. So in a conversation with the person, I mentioned it,
mm-hmm.
not thinking it was super secret because it was never told to me in that way. So now you've put me into some high school bullshit.
Yeah. So now they're looking at you like, oh, you're talking about me.
And then I'm like, you know what? I can't talk to any of you. If you want to ask me questions about what happened, let's all get together and let's talk about it. But what I'm not going to do is talk to you. So then you can go back to that person and, you know, kind of switch the story up or like playing that old telephone game.
Yeah.
No. What we're going to do is get on a conference call because I don't play that.
Well, I'll just cut everybody off.
Oh, and that's exactly what I ended up doing. Well, that's the thing.
You don't have to be my friend.
And I wasn't like, it wasn't like this tight knit. No. Mm-mm. I was like, yeah, not losing anything from letting all those people go. And that's exactly what I did. So.
This situation happened with my niece. Something personal happened to her. And her roommate at the time I can't remember if she was there when the personal situation happened or not.
Mm-hmm.
But during the summer, you know, she's in college. So during the summer when she goes home, people that they have mutual friends, like their mutual friends, told the roommate about what happened, right? So evidently it has gotten out about this thing that happened to my niece. But she never called my niece to tell her, hey, people are talking about you. This is going on, you know, yada, yada, yada. Or beyond that, hey, is everything okay?
Right.
Are you good?
Yeah.
You know, let's talk because we're supposed to be friends. So then my niece now has a new friend who, in the course of conversation, told her about what had happened and was like, oh, your roommate told me. I didn't know it was a secret.
Wow.
So not only did you not tell that this was going around about
you're me, spreading it.
You're also spreading it to someone new, completely new to the situation who didn't even know. Wow. And it's not even relevant now anymore. Yeah. So it's purely just gossip.
Wow.
People like that, you have to cut those people
completely off.
But what I told her was she showed you signs before.
You should have believed her. Yeah.
She showed you signs, and maybe it wasn't this exact same situation, but, you know, a snake is a snake. They all going to sliver. Like, you know what I mean? And once you get signs of that slivering, don't wait for them to wrap themselves around your neck.
To choke you. Right, yeah.
Run away. Mm-hmm. Be done with it.
Yeah. Wow.
But, you know, again, I'm not a therapist. I just play one on the blog.
I'm so silly.
So, number three, they make moves in your significant other while you're dating them. While you're dating them?
Right. Don't get choked. Don't get smacked. Don't, because that's not what you want to do to hate cutie.
I have found that I think I'm so, like, on level 10 as it relates to stuff like this. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like I'm always looking like, is she trying to get at my man? She's
really?
Trying to get at my man? I think I feel that way because I truly do believe that women don't want a man until somebody else has him.
Oh, I truly believe that too.
And so when I'm out in situations where maybe it's just my guy is the only guy that's out, like I find myself being more physical, kind of like marking my territory almost. Like,
yes.
Oh, no, you're not going to catch me slipping. This one is mine. And my head is on the swivel, and I'm looking at you, and I'm looking at you, and I'm looking at you, and I wish you would even try and wink at him when I'm looking the other direction.
See, that would be such a problem. That is not what any woman wants to do.
I know.
It's not. Because, and not that I'm insecure, but what you're not going to do is play me. In my damn face. Because it has less to do with him, again, and more to do with me.
Yes. And I think, you know, for men, it's like they're so oblivious to the freaking game that's going on around them. And it's like, I can't, you know, this is going to sound terrible, I can't depend on him to recognize it.
Because they don't. They usually don't.
Get it. So I have to, like, I don't want anybody to feel like there is some opportunity to sliver in. No, we tight.
We good.
And Tamar Braxton said this on The Real. What did she say? It was advice that her mother gave her. Like, I guess you never really let people know what's
going on.
What's going on. So when you're in public, she was like, they were talking about like going to an event or whatever after you just had like an argument. And she was like, oh, yes, we would go and we would be holding hands.
Right.
And we would be, hey, how are you? And, and everything is great. And she, you know, because it's, you cannot give women
you show them one crack and they go
the littlest.
Get up in it. Yeah.
The littlest.
Yep.
Like if I look like I'm upset with him, they would be like, oh, how are you?
Is everything
okay? You look good today. You smell good today. Girl, please. You won't even have an opportunity. I'm so all up on him.
I can't even.
All up on him.
Yo, oh my gosh. Women are so. Men too, though. Yes. Men too.
Yeah.
Men will do it too.
Mm. Oh, yeah. That's so true. Well, I can't say that. Well, without disclosing names, I know somebody who has had a really good friend for like, man, they gotta have been friends like 20 years.
Wow.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Maybe even longer than that, like a long time. And this friend has a boyfriend, a long time, like partner is what we'll call him, because they've been together for so long.
Okay.
They're not married. Who tried to hit on the other person and was like, oh, I've always liked you.
What?
Yes.
And what happened? Look at
She was like, ew, like, abort, abort. Like, I don't know what to do. Like, like, now it's super weird now, because you've been friends with them technically for so long because you've been friends with her for so long.
Okay, so let me ask you this. So do you tell your friend? Exactly, because then it's going to look like something you did wrong. You just keep it moving. Yeah.
You got to just move yourself from the situation. Yeah. Try not to ever be alone with them. Because it just, because people are crazy about their men, like, and I know I am. My man did not try and talk to you. You allow, you wish. Like, that's, I would totally do that. I would.
You should see this neck popping. She got the neck.
Yes. I mean, I would be like, my man does no wrong. What are you talking? Like, I'm that chick. That would be me. I would be in denial. Gosh. I would.
But yeah, I always say no. Mm-mm. You have to know the person you're dealing with, whether you come to them. That's even like if you saw, if one of my friends saw my man cheating on me, I think they would come and tell me because they know how I am.
Oh, yeah. Now, you to tell me.
But at the same time, you can't always tell people. Because if he has a history of cheating, why tell her if you know she's not going to leave him anyway? Because then it puts, like, the reason I say that, you have to know certain people because then it just creates that tension with you. Because if she's the type to roll up on him, like, well, such and such told me that you, now you done brought me into your relationship and I was just trying to look out for you.
Yeah. And so I probably wouldn't ever go to my man in that way. It would be like, one, you got to bring me some facts because I can't build a case on a shaky foundation in the first place. So, did you see it? Did you hear about it?
Right.
I definitely don't want you to bring me any, like, grapevine stuff.
Right. Someone had saw him and told me, and he told their cousin, Uncle Bob. Yeah, no.
No. Mm-hmm. But if it's like, hey, I saw, like, did you see the movie War Room?
No.
Okay, well, you should see it.
Oh, wait. War Room.
War Room.
The Praying.
Yeah.
Love that movie. I went to go see that by myself.
Yes. So it's a really good movie. So remember when her husband was out on the date?
Yeah.
And the lady texted her and was like, I see your husband. Mm-hmm. He's at a table with a woman.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on kind of thing.
But did, like, you know he was here or whatever? She asked. Yes.
It don't look like it's business, but I'm just letting I'm you your know. Eyes and ears, and I'm just sharing the information with you. That's good enough for me. Or if I didn't know he was supposed to be out, or if he told me he was going to play basketball or something,
and you're at dinner with some woman,
can you take a picture? Is there some way you can get close enough to take a picture?
Yeah.
And that's good enough for me. You ain't got to do nothing else,
right?
Because if he don't see you, that's awesome. I never have to say how I got this. Just know my spies be watching,
right?
They stay on the swivel. Okay, I got somebody out here trailing you. You better believe it.
Yes. No,
that's
true.
That's super off topic, though. But I also know someone who put, like, a recording device in their mate's car.
What?
Yeah. We got to discuss that on another show.
Oh, gosh.
Anyway, so back to the list. Yeah. Wow. Super juicy. Yes. Oh, I'm like, really?
But then it's like, is that too much? At what point, if you don't trust this person, should you not be with them?
I don't know. The detective in me is like, I have to have actual evidence.
Okay.
I can normally argue any type of point, but it just helps when I have.
Oh, like, I completely agree. Yeah. So I'm saying, okay, so maybe the dude did something and that's what sparked her to put the recording in the car. Okay. Because if you're just doing that just to have peace of mind, to me, that's not having peace of mind. You don't trust them.
Yeah, you didn't have peace of mind in the first place. Right. But if it's like, oh, I can't quite pin this on you because you keep wiggling your way out of it.
I feel you on that.
Got you today, though.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Let it play. Press play, please. But so number five on the list is they repeatedly pressure you to do things you don't want to do.
First of all,
yeah,
I'm grown. You can't pressure me to do anything I don't want to do. I may be resistant, but if I really want to do something, you know what I mean? If I want to do it, well, I'm going to do it. If I don't, I'm not going to, and that's just going to be that.
So let the record reflect that Hey Cutie is saying that when she gets her online profile, it's not because I pressure her to do it, because deep down inside, She really wanted to do it. Because I know you guys out there in podcast land feel like I'd be pressuring her, but I'm not. Deep down inside, I know she wants to do it.
But not enough to pressure that I would not want to be friends anymore. Because, I mean, to me, if someone's pressuring you to do things that you don't want to do, like, that sounds very high school to me.
I was about to say, this is like, I think a lot of stuff is like high school or whatever. Like, mm-hmm. I am so grown and right. Like,
and so set, like, there's no like, peer pressure.
What are you pressuring me to do, right. though? Are you pressuring me to, like, snort coke or something? Like, and then the next question is, why are we friends in the first place if you're snorting coke?
I don't want to be your friend.
I don't understand. Like, are you pressuring me to, like, go rob a bank? Why are you robbing banks?
Exactly.
Yeah. So, anyway, I don't know what that, like, pressure is all about.
Yeah.
But I have seen people, like, pressure other people to get out of relationships from a place that's, like, jealousy.
Yeah.
And, girl, just leave.
Right.
He ain't no good. Yeah, you just want me to be single with you.
Right.
Like, let me work out my relationship and figure it out on my own.
Thank you.
So, I have seen that type of pressure.
I've seen that.
I think I don't know. This is super high school.
Mm-hmm.
Number six, they keep score on favors.
Now that's the problem. Because if we're truly friends, for one, I don't think I ask people for much. If I'm asking for something, that means I really need help. Yeah, I'm not like, that person.
What kind of favor? Like,
that is something you got to keep score on?
Like, oh, you're keeping score because you had to drive me home last time. You was a designated driver. Oh, okay. Like, that's a part of a friendship contract.
Right.
Did you not want to do that?
Right.
Did you want me to, like, drive myself home?
Exactly.
You want to, like, know. I can give you gas money. Like,
right.
Yeah. That's high school. So we're skipping now.
Yeah.
Number seven, you feel bad about yourself when you're around them. If you feel bad about yourself when you're around somebody else, then shouldn't they leave you as a friend?
Right.
Should you be leaving them? Like, don't you want some stuff going on internally? Because
I'm like, that's self-esteem. Like, how? No one can make me feel. Or is it that their aura is just so off? Then no, I'm not going to be a friend if you're like the Debbie Downer or you're just very negative or... No, we'll have some space there. Like, I probably won't deal with you much.
Yeah.
But.
This is high school, though.
Yes. Wow. I'm like, huh?
Yeah, because it's like, how did you get to the point of friendship in the first place? And at this age, it's difficult to meet friends and foster true friendships.
Yeah.
However, though, if I think about this, like, on a longer term,
mm-hmm.
I think sometimes we do have friends that we've just continued to be friends with them because of, like, mm-hmm. the time investment.
Okay.
Like, oh, I knew her since middle school. Mm. Yeah, but we don't really jive anymore.
Right.
So maybe this list is talking about ending a friendship in the sense that you've just been friends with them too long and you've grown apart.
Right. Okay. Yeah, because that would definitely give a different... spin on it, because I'm thinking friends, the people that I'm friends with now, I'm like,
I'm way too old.
Ain't nothing to cut that bitch off.
Okay.
Sorry.
Like, you know what? Every time she calls, I'm not motivated to answer, and I don't. And I think eventually she will stop calling.
Exactly.
Which actually leads me to number eight. They are already avoiding you.
Then they're not your friend.
They're not your friend.
I don't avoid
but
my
if
friend.
You're being avoided, you might want to go look in the mirror and figure out why. But
yes.
People, you know what? It's always the people that are being avoided that act like they never have like
any
introspective
issues.
Moments.
Right.
Like they never like sit back and say, am I being the best me I can be?
Right.
Or am I just seeking like validation for this space that I'm in?
But it's also those people that don't take responsibility for their actions.
Yes.
You know, it stems like so much further into their life.
And they normally seem to always like find another group of people that
to
will, like,
latch on to. And
yes.
Then, yeah.
Again, just validating their stupidness.
Mm-hmm.
Like, child, please. Like,
right.
Ain't nobody trying to hear what you're talking about all the time. Or like, this ain't on the list. Well, it kind of is. So number nine is you dread hanging out with them.
Mm-hmm.
But I've had people that I dread, like, talking to because it is so draining. And, like, you can pick up the phone and from start to finish, it's like, oh, my God, my life is so terrible. Yeah, let me tell you what happened.
It's not a conversation.
Let me tell you about all this negative stuff that has happened with my whole entire day. And, oh, my God, everything is so bad and woe is me and life is just, you know, terrible. Mm-hmm. All right, but I gotta go then. Bye.
Yeah.
And like, you ain't asked me how my people's doing.
Right. How am I doing?
You didn't ask me if I had time to even sit here and listen
to you. You just went in. Yes, you are so right.
Mm-hmm. So those people, yeah, again, I just stopped answering the phone. Like, I don't, like,
right. Yep. Be like, yeah, no, I'm good. Good on you.
So that was 9. I mean, I could totally rewrite this list. Cause
yeah, it was kind of.
And it's a little
Yes. I like the topic. Like, what are what are some things that you would, you know, I guess stop being someone's friend? Even I guess even that sounds kind of high school. But what would cause you to remove or stop having a relationship with a person?
Well, I think there are people that I probably would move from friendship
to associate.
Mm-hmm. I am at a place in my career where I'm not really looking to spend time and energy around people that aren't interested in furthering their career or furthering their development in whatever capacity that is. Mm-hmm. Because it's just not fun. It's not fun to hang out with people that never have any money because they refuse to, like, ask for a raise or they refuse to go take a class and learn a new skill or, you know, I don't know, create some passive income some type of way. Like, that's just not fun anymore to me. And so it's like, why are we friends again?
Right.
Like, what? I'm so confused.
Right.
In my 30s, it's like, this is like a decade of go get it. And if you're not trying to get it, I don't understand how you fit into my everyday life because I only have so much time.
Yeah.
So I see myself kind of moving from one kind of type of friend into a different type of friend. Mm-hmm. And then maybe, you know, I'm not calling these people friends. Maybe they're just associates. I don't know. We just don't talk as much. So whatever you call that.
Right.
But outside of that, I mean, I can't really think of why I would. I just don't have time to have friends. Like,
I feel like that too. Really, it's like, I feel like I have so many friends and that sometimes I feel like I could be a better friend. But then it's how do you do that without giving, like you said, like having your different streams of income, things that you're trying to do.
Yeah.
You can't do it all. Do you know what I mean? So it's almost like, okay, I feel bad sometimes because I don't call people as much or things like that. But it's not because I don't think about you, you know, cross my mind, but it's just a timing thing.
Well, I look at it like I've never been one to just always call people and chat on the phone. I can't. I'm trying to think of when last time I talked to my best friend. I mean, maybe it was like 2 weeks ago. But we kind of text a little bit.
Okay.
But, you know, she knows that I love her, like, to death. And likewise with you, like, I'm just, sometimes when people call me, I'm looking at the phone, like, what could they possibly want?
Yes.
She called me. So I probably would literally answer the phone for you because it's like, oh, she must really need something important.
Right, because like, we never really talk on the phone.
You could text me.
Exactly.
But, like, I think it would be so weird if you called me and you're like, what are you doing? Nothing, what are you doing?
Right. But you won't. Like,
everything okay?
And I'm horrible because I'm like that. One of my friends calls me and I'm like, all right, what you want? Like, why are you calling me? You don't even like talking on the phone like that.
If I call you, I want something. And I'm willing to get straight to the chase. Because otherwise I'm going to text you and ask you what you're doing. Well,
I have an issue with that.
I could look at it on social media because I think people post what they're doing.
Yeah. Like, okay. So let me ask you this. If you need a favor, what's the right way to ask a person? Is that okay via text or should you call them?
I think it depends on the favor.
Okay.
I think it depends on the favor. I don't mind. You could like text me for the rest of my life. It wouldn't bother me one bit.
I think it depends on the favor though.
Yeah, it depends on the favor. I can't like.
If it's something small, you're like, yeah, whatever. Yeah.
But then how big are favors though? Like, I don't give people money. So.
Oh, yeah, I don't do that either.
Like. That's the only thing I could think of that probably needs to be like a personal conversation. But like, how big is the favor? Like, what you asking me to do? Like, what do you think you would need to call somebody and ask them to do?
I would think.
Like, can I use your credit card to pay my rent? Girl. No.
Well, I think if it's a time constraint type of thing, I think you will call a person and not text them. Like, if you need to pick up mini goddess, you're not going to text that to me.
Yeah.
Call me.
Yeah.
Again, you know what I mean? It's like, so something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, yeah. So I understand that. Things that I can't leave up to chance, and I need to know that you actually got this message and see if it's possible, because I'm like on the swivel and trying to, if you can't do it, what's my next plan? And, yes.
Okay.
Definitely. Yeah. No, I'll definitely do that. But I mean, I guess I don't really ask people for a whole lot of stuff anyway.
I'm like that too. Yeah.
But I do feel like I don't pick up the phone and call people all the time. But I feel like I'm there when I know you need a friend, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, like, for instance, one of our friends was moving her stuff from one school to another school. Mm-hmm. In my mind, I know how it feels to be a single woman in the city with no family. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't ask for something that you didn't really need.
Right.
And if I know I have the time or the capacity to do it, I'm gonna come help you do it. But I don't talk on the phone with her, though. I don't even know if I have her phone number.
How did you know she was
in It was in group chat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But so that's kind of like, or likewise, like our other friend who just had her swearing in ceremony. So it's like, if you're inviting people or if you're asking for help or whatever, that's, you're doing that for a reason, because you want friendship, you want support, or you need help from your friends. And I would rather do that than to sit on the phone and cupcake with you.
Oh, yeah.
Because you'll have people who cupcake with you, but they ain't nowhere to be found when you
right
really
when
need
you need them. Oh, I completely agree with that. Yeah.
So I put, you know, I put in my time in the friendship bank.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree. I mean, I'm not about sitting up on the phone. Because like you said, when you need somebody, I prefer to have you then than have you where I need you on the phone. Because that conversation is doing me nothing.
Yeah. So, I mean, but sometimes, and then again, it's also
situational.
If you
situational. Need to talk,
if you, yeah, that, if you
yes,
need to talk,
you, talk.
You know, yep. I had a friend who called me, and we don't ever talk on the phone. Mm-hmm. And so in that moment, it's like, okay, she needs to talk to
me.
And I even, you know, I think I was going somewhere doing something. I was about to, I had an event to go to, actually. Mm-hmm. But it's like, this is more important.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I don't know the full context of the situation, and I can't push somebody off for my own agenda and then turn around and call them a friend.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
So if I can skip an event, it ain't that deep. You know, like,
right.
In my mind, I had an opportunity to kind of weigh it. Should I be here for this person or should I go to this event? I think I was just going on some, you know, marketing, business development stuff. So it's not that deep to me. And that's me being a friend.
Right. Nope. I agree.
So, I'm not a phone person. I kind of wish I was a little bit.
You know what? I used to be a phone. I don't know if I was ever really a huge phone person. But now at work, I'm on the phone for hours all day on calls, conference calls.
I feel like I miss so much, though, because I don't call people. So in those instances where like I have friends that I haven't talked to in a while, I just can't muster up the energy to pick up the phone and call.
I think what holds me back from doing that is I don't have necessarily an hour or two to get caught up with you on the phone.
Yeah.
Give me the clip notes. And that's kind of rude.
Yeah.
Too. So I don't know what to do. It's like, all right, one day I'll have the time, or they'll call me and I'll just make the time. But, yeah, that's what holds me back from talking on the phone. It's like, cause I don't want to be on the phone for, I only have a couple hours after I get off work to relax. I don't want to be on the phone talking.
The time I have to talk on the phone, nobody else has the time. Because other people are like, you know, on a job during the day.
Yeah.
So where I probably could squeeze in an hour in the middle of the day.
Right. Yeah.
So I probably catch up with my best friend in the middle of the day because I know she can talk on the phone at work. She shouldn't be talking on the phone given her job, but she does though. So it is kind of like those one-offs, or I'll say, you know, like she works like a week on, a week off kind of thing. So I'm like, are you off this week? Okay, I'm going to call you.
Right. Almost like scheduling it. I do that sometimes too.
Yeah.
I will.
But I feel like, you know, social media, I'm abreast of what all my friends are doing on social media. So I don't have to catch up. It does. Yeah. And I'm taking it.
Hey, you put your life out there. I'm just there to soak it up and be proud and like your photos and like what you're doing. And
yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. Look at you. You
congratulations.
Just, you had a baby and right. another baby. And oh my God. I had, like, I just saw my friend on Facebook. And we used to be, you know, I think fairly good friends or whatever, but she's on her second baby and it's like,
oh yeah, God, you showed me that last week.
I freaking love it. I'm so excited about you and your baby. And now I got baby fever and like, oh my God, look at your family. And I'm just like, we don't have to like talk. I don't even have to see you, but like, I love everything that's going on in your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I could be like slightly low key jealous too, so that might be why I don't call. But yeah, I mean, I'm just like drinking until you know, some stuff pops off over here. But I swear, if one more of my friends from high school gets like married or has a baby, I'm a
girl. I think what kills me the most is like when the younger women than me are getting married. But I'm like, I had this conversation with my GYN today. It was like, I'm not in a rush at all.
Yeah.
I was like, because what is for me is for me. It's not, you know, whenever the timing is supposed to happen, it will. I'm like, whatever.
I guess, well, because so I'm still young. So it's like, I mean, not saying that you're not young, but you know what I mean?
I think there was a little shade.
Slight shade, not a whole lot, though. I'm trying to tell my shade.
Whatever.
But it's like, I remember when you were single and I had a man.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that sucks.
Now you're married. I still have the same man.
My husband.
Man. Yeah. And it's like, oh, okay. You met somebody, got married, had a baby. Oh, okay.
That's silly.
That's cute.
That's real
so cute.
I know, right?
Okay. I'm still on the same man, though. But I love to do that. It's not going anywhere. But it's, you know, so those, like, realities. Like, I know I can't compare my situation to their situation. Right. It's completely different. And I know the reason for my timing.
Well, yeah.
But yeah, it's like, come on, boo. Mm. Come on. Come on.
I can't do it.
Come on. Come on. And the older you get, you notice older people throw so much shade. And I think they do it on purpose. They will not refer to your man as your boyfriend. Oh, your husband? You know good in hell no,
we not there.
You ain't never not seen no ring on my finger. And you're doing this to throw shade and whatever, yes. That's you want me to say, no, not my husband, my boyfriend.
Right.
Like,
right.
Who wants to have to say that at, like, 30?
Yeah.
Can I start calling my partner?
No, that sounds so, not.
Okay.
No.
Can we be in a domestic partnership?
No.
Okay.
No.
Like, absolutely, I need a new term for it, then.
Your significant other.
That's whack. Ain't nobody. That's too many words.
You said domestic. What'd you say?
Domestic
partner.
I know, but you can't check significant other off on a box, though. They actually have domestic partner in a box now.
Yeah, but not for the reasons you want to use it.
Whatever. So, that concludes another episode of Drink Till We're Married. Any closing thoughts, wrap-ups, whatever? I always forget stuff.
No. Hit us on Facebook.
Don't hit me nowhere. I don't
don't hit me. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
Oh, yeah. Do
the website. Sign up for our newsletter on the website, drinktowermarried.com. So you can stay up to date on all of our events and all of our goings on.
I do have one request. Mm-hmm. If you can hear the sound of my voice and you are listening to us in iTunes, please leave a review. It only takes a few seconds. Go log into your iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really helps us. We need the feedback. And, like, it's free. We ain't asking y'all to buy nothing.
We ain't not setting up a GoFundMe or nothing.
Thank you. Like, give us a review. People getting GoFunded to buy outfits and go to concerts and y'all can't, like, leave us a review.
For free.
Bruh. Anyway, so that's all. Until the next time.
Stay single, not sober.
Bye.